We go back to Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Siman Kuf Tzadik Beis Sif Aleph. Dilna Achayla Barayfei B'mamas Rappin. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bereid Rav Yehuda Loilam Vakish Adam Rachma Shlayechla. A person should always daven to Hashem that he shouldn't get ill. Shem Chaim Chala. If somebody gets ill, Irem Loi Haveis Chus V'Potter. Then you need to bring reason that HaKadosh Baruch should send you Arfuah Shleima. And that's why many people have a minig that they say Tehillim all the time. And that people, there's a minig to say Ashiyotzar with Kavana, which is a skula, that a person should not get sick. The person who unfortunately gets ill, Lahavi Raya, to bring a Raya, to bring proof to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he should get better. Pirishu Neufel. If somebody falls, tzarach limtzu b'menu a massive raya l'schus, he has to bring a proof that he deserves to be treated right. Odisim gemar chosh b'roshay. If somebody has a headache, yedam b'enu k'may shun desnu b'koyler, he should look at himself as he's put up to be hung. Olu l'mitav enofol l'mishkov. If somebody has to go to bed because he's not well, yedam b'enu k'may shalol l'gardam. It's like he already was taken up to be hung. Somebody who's in that situation, if he has great lawyers and great reasons to be exonerated, great. But if not, it's not so good. What are the best lawyers that a person could have? Even if there are 999 reasons that he should be treated harshly. However, but there's one reason that he should be treated favorably, nitzel. There's one out of 1,000 malachim, lahagel adam yashrei, to say that a person should be treated well, that's the way he is redeemed. Sif Beis, Darash Rapinchas Bachama, Komishesh Lechol B'Tech Beisai. If somebody has at home somebody who's not well, Yelchei Tzolchachem, Shigota Tamachachem, Vivakish Olav Rachmim. And this Tamachachem will daven on his behalf. Shnemar, Hamas Melech Malchim, Moves Ish of Vishchachem Yechaperenu. The person should realize that the Tamachachem who will teach him what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of him, that is the way that he could have schusim to have refu shleima. Another pshat is that when somebody visits a Talmud Chacham and tells the Talmud Chacham that he's suffering, that causes the Talmud Chacham also to feel bad and to suffer. And it wasn't decreed that that Talmud Chacham should suffer. That's how it helps this person. But the person himself who is sick has also tremendous ability with his tefillah and his tshuva to bring a kapar for himself. We give tzedakah on behalf of a person who needs refuah, ki tshuva, tefillah, tzedakah. The tshuva that we do, the tefillah that we daven, the tzedakah that we give, mavir nesroya agzera. Gam nagim levarach esachayim beisekneses. The minig is to make a mishaberich for people who are not well. And if somebody is dangerously ill, we make the Mishaberich even on Shabbos and Yontav. Sometimes we even change the name of a Cholim. Sometimes changing someone's name, Kairik Zadine, causes that any bad decree against him should be ripped up. The minig is that when we mention a Cholim, we don't say a Cholim, because we don't want to label a person a chayla. And when we mention somebody's name as a chayla, so the minig is that we call him the name of his mother, whatever his name is, ben, the name ben or bas, their mother. Also, normally when we call up a person, we call him by a title of honor, if he's a rav, etc. When we mention a chayla, we don't mention any titles. On Shabbos, when we make Mishaberech L'chayla, we should end with the words Shabbos Simba Lizoik. It's Shabbos. It's not really the time that we should daven for these things. However, refuah kriva loivai. That's the time when we could hope for more refuah. On Shabbos is when it's Yimei Rachmim. Yontif is Yimei Rachmim. And that's why it's a time that we could bring, we could hopefully throughout tefillah bring a refuah to all those chaylim that need a refuah. The Torah gives permission to a doctor to heal. A chayil can't just rely on a miracle. He has to act as people normally do. To call a doctor to heal him. And we find many tzaddikim who had refuah through proper medical attention. Somebody who doesn't call a doctor, he's doing two wrong things. We may not rely on miracles. If the person is trying to rely on miracles, that causes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should start thinking, is he really worthy of miracles? Maybe he has a virus. Vaidava Yehura Vegeus. It's also quite arrogant that the person thinks that because he's such a big tzaddik, that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu will bring him a refuah through a miracle. On the contrary, once you go to the biggest expert doctor, with everything that was just said, we always have to look to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mivakish Rachman, Meisa Roife Neman, to daven to the one who is the ultimate source of our refuah, Yisbaruch Shema HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vach Ba Yitra Libay, to realize that everything that happens comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, davening is the most important ingredient that we should daven for. We should daven for refuah shleima. The definition of refuah shleima is that he should get well completely and not get sick again. There's a story that somebody once came to Rav Chaim Brisker and they said that he has a heart condition. So Rav Chaim Brisker said, Kavei El Hashem, if you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you realize that the source of all refuah is from Hashem, Chazak v'emetz lebecha, that will be the best way that you will have refuah. The Gemara Masechet Ervin, Daf Nun Dalet, teaches us, Tchosh b'chol gufoy, if somebody is unfortunately not well, Yasek b'Torah, he should learn Torah. The Torah is refuah. The Torah is the best refuah. Somebody who connects himself to the Torah will have Yeshuas. Sif Dalad. There's a mitzvah, a doctor, to treat somebody who needs treatment. It's considered bikuch nefesh. And the doctor could be helpful and doesn't, is considered like a murderer. Even if there's another doctor. Because kolaymen kol adam zoichel srape, not every doctor is the doctor that's going to be the shliach for this individual. V'ulai hu min hashemayim shisrape al yaday. Maybe the doctor to whom this patient turned is the one that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to be the shliach to bring him a refuah. Avlo yisasek refuos elm kein baki. One should not go to a doctor unless the doctor is an expert. There's no bigger expert. Don't take on to be a doctor if you're not qualified. Somebody who's not that sick, if he could not have to take some medicine which is not kosher, even though it may take a little time to get the kosher variety, he's not allowed to take something which is not kosher. And if there's only option to something which is not kosher, if it has to be consumed in the normal fashion of eating, he may not eat it, even all that's involved is only nisid rabbanim. Because there's no sakana here. If he's not eating it in the normal fashion of eating, if you put into it something which makes it taste bitter, or you put it in your body in a way not through eating, mutter. The only thing that we have to even be more careful about not ingesting, it's something that was made from mixing different types of trees, or bas b'cholav, shafilush shasurim, something which is bas b'cholav, may not be eaten, afilush loike derech hana'asan, even not in the normal fashion of eating, but makom shein sakana, when there's a sakana. If a patient asks for something which is dangerous for him to have, we may not feed it to him. Not only may we not feed it to him, but actually, it's even if it's a parent, what is a mitzvah, a kibbutz of aim, to do what our parents ask, in a situation of giving something which is dangerous to a parent, there's no mitzvah, kibbutz of aim. If somebody needs to take a medicine, he's allowed to take a medicine, says the Mishnah Berurah, even before davening in the morning. Sevav Yeshem the Kol Yisrael Norm Drabonon. If something is only osba nam drabonon, mutter l'srap ma'afil chayim by shen sakonam, since it's only osba drabonon, and even though this individual is only a chayim shen by sakonam, and he's taking it kederach hanosam, vach lo yachav lo yishta sisser, don't just eat it or drink it in a normal fashion. Sevzayin chayim shen by sakonam, but if the person is a chayim shen by sakonam, chas v'sholem, misrap b'kol yisurim, he could use any, he could eat anything. Pekuach nefesh takes precedence before everything else. And actually, doing so is fulfilling a mitzvah to say deraisa. Because the Torah says, Nishmartem ma'od l'nafsh yaseichem. And somebody who refuses these, somebody refuses to take medicine, it's as if he's committing suicide. You're supposed to do what you're supposed to do. The only exceptions, chutz avodazara gilei raiz v'shvichas tamim, avodazara or acting in a moral fashion or murder, shehem b'yarg val yavah. For them, a person is supposed to be ready to give up their life and not do the saveira v'hem misrapim b'hem, and they cannot be used for refuah. Mutal roi for lahakas tam, a doctor could let blood, or the mashmash is doifik, or examine, shama kam shabisha examine a woman's body, a filibeshes ish, even in a married woman, a filibamakum torf, even in places which women normally keep covered, kederach haroifim, which is the way doctors examine patients, kivin shein osa derech dava v'chiba. They're not doing it in a way, they're not doing it for the purpose of having any connection, physical connection. El shemalachta hu oisik, he's doing his job. Vach bish de nidah, but if a doctor is examining his wife while she's a nida, yesh lahachma, there we should be more machma, gishen sakana bedavar, when there's no sakana involved, or yesh shom roifa ach bakim kaimai, or is another doctor of equal stature, then use the other doctor instead of having a husband physically examine his wife while she is a nida. Siftes, b'chayla me'ayim, when we have a stomach ailment, ein ish mishamis es isha, a man should not take care of his wife. Pain yisgaber itzroi kivin shubari. Since he's healthy, even though she's unfortunately not healthy, it may cause a difficult situation. Avil isha mishamis es ish kivin shuchayil. If a man is sick, it's easier for a wife to take care of him, even though she's baruch Hashem healthy. Sifyud mi shiyesh leisamonim. Somebody has medicine available, l'chaveray choyla, and there's somebody else who's ill v'tzarch lehem and needs those medicines. Also loy lahalas b'demeim, one may not overcharge for the medicines. Yoyse minaroy. The Chazal teach us. The pasuk says yadcha Hashem b'yom tzara. Moshel, it's to be understood like a father and a son. who were traveling on the road. And the son says, and the son got very tired, and he says to his father, "When are we arriving at our destination?" And the father and the father says to his son, "You should know, if you see a Beis HaKvaros, if you see a cemetery, then you know we're getting to the city." So says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael, if you see that you are suffering, that's the time that you know. When a person is suffering, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears our tefillos, Yancha Hashem b'yom tzara. And that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears our tefillos and helps us creep out from any problems that we have. And the Sfarma say that there was once a Rav, the 1 year Pesach, he had more questions, difficult questions, than any year before. And they asked him, what happened this year? And he said, it's very simple, because I didn't learn Hilchus Pesach. So since I didn't learn Hilchus Pesach, that's why I was punished, that I would have all these questions on Pesach, and like that, I'll have to learn Hilchus Pesach. So too, by learning the halachas of Refuah, that makes that we shouldn't have to know these halachas, because that we shouldn't have to actually know them in real practical fashion. On the contrary, our learning these halachas should cause that we should know the halachas and therefore never have to look them up or learn them or teach them, because we've already accomplished what we need to do. Just we're learning the halachas, and everybody should be healthy.